How good is this corn crop? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. We keep hearing how good this corn crop is. Purdue Ag economist Chris Hurt is calling for a national yield average of 172 bushels per acre. But what does that mean for farm incomes? Well, we'll find out more right after this. Managing for Profit is brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. Purdue Ag economist Chris Hurt says the 2014 corn crop is a big one. In fact, he's projecting record yields this year. But what does all that mean for farmers and their profitability?
On corn, USDA is around 165 bushels. My estimates at this point, 172 bushels. So this adds over half a billion more bushels to the overall corn crop. Now, again, I think we all know that the corn crop is in the state of being determined. We can't say that's a for sure number, but as we look at current crop progress, project out fairly normal weather for the rest of the year. We can say, I think, that weather is not normal over the next 1 to 2 weeks. I think it's above normal and continues our belief that we probably will be adding to that 170 bushel per acre corn yield going forward over the next 2 weeks. That only leaves us then with a little bit of time in August to really have vulnerability on this corn yield. And so I think you know, we're talking a very good yield in the United States, record yields. And the question is this just going to be unbelievably fabulous in terms of the corn yields?
Hurt says big yields will likely result in lower crop prices, which could trigger safety net programs.
As we see corn, soybean prices, wheat prices going down, that's very negative to revenues for our farms, as well as, of course, margins really collapse quickly. As we look at the downside, well, what protection is there? And of course, every farmer I talk to says, should have sold more. I wish I were more highly priced. Well, we are lower on these prices. I think there's more vulnerability to the downside. And I express to them, I think if you're not happy with the protection levels you have on now, adding some to that, because I think there's still some more downside in corn as well as soybean prices. But below that, we do have to look first to the government program. And we have a new government program that we'll have the opportunity to sign up for probably very late this year or into early 2015. So running through some numbers for the county ARC selection of the different alternatives we have, it looks like we will get some protection if U.S. average prices drop below something around, I'd say, the $4 mark.
More comments from Hurt are available at our website, brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner on Brownfield.